is my favorite part of the show. As I've said many times, PG Gordy puts extra lulls in the strange, the odd, and the weird news fires of the day. From broken million-dollar thumbs to poop patrols in San Fran, that's what's happening on today's Lulzilla, where PG Gordy puts an extra sprinkle of lulls into the strange, the odd, and the weird. Mistrial declared for man who snapped $4.5 million statue's thumb. That's right. You snap a thumb, you pay $4.5 million. Although he doesn't have it, so we've got problems. Go to any museum and you will see numerous signs to say don't touch. Seriously, museums are almost synonymous with don't touch. Everyone knows that. Well, if you think that's funny. If you think it's okay to buck authority and defy museum rules. Feast your eyes and ears on this tale of pain. It's the story of a young man, a thumb, a broken statue, and $4.5 million in damages from a sudden attack of the stupids. Don't touch. It's just an invitation to touch. From AP News, a jury was unable to reach a verdict in the trial of a Delaware man who was admitted he broke a thumb off a $4.5 million statue at a Philadelphia museum. Michael Rahana was attending a Christmas-themed ugly sweater party. Oh, my gosh. That's where we started going wrong right away. At the Franklin Institute in December 2017, when he entered a closed exhibit of ancient Chinese terracotta warrior statues, authorities said Rohana, 25, took photos while posing next to a statue known as the Cavalryman, then removed the valuable relic's left thumb and made off with it. The incident was captured by surveillance cameras. That's a tool. That's a giant, giant toolio. And I don't even know how to process this, save for noting how awesome it was that the thumb breaker thought it would be a great idea to taunt the museum's don't touch authority by posting his evil ways on the socials. Yeah, on the socials. That's how he got caught, by the way. More of the story is this. And no, it has nothing to do with the stupid don't touch rule. If you can't pay the bill, don't post in the socials. Our Lulzilla headlines. Wanted, poop veterans for crappy, high-paying job in San Francisco. From all that's interesting, San Francisco has deployed a poop patrol to clean up the growing amount of feces on its sidewalks thanks to the homeless epidemic. PA goes with the snots on the amphibian choice with snot otter. Pennsylvania's new official amphibian is a slimy 2-foot-long salamander that needs clean streams to survive. Governor Wolf signed legislation Tuesday. So what do you think? We're going to suddenly vote for, like, pollution restrictions and stuff because of the snot otter? Huh? AI asked to build a game invents exploding frisbee game. Because yes! I mean, really? Washington Post. I see no problem with this story. Speedgate is a sport that was designed with the help of an artificial intelligence in Oregon. The machine intelligence initially suggested the spot include exploding frisbees and underwater relays. Wait, initially? Did somebody veto that? The heck is your problem? The heck is your problem? Are you a real human? Not. Robots eat and mutate almost like they're living organisms. This is so cool. It's great. I can't wait. FirstPost.com, scientists at Cornell University have managed a massive leap towards building lifelike robots by building an organic machine that moves and eats on its own. And I definitely encourage you to go to pgnews.com/LZ and click on this story. It's awesome. Have a seat at the PG Diner and get daily email alerts at pgnews.com/diner. And if you want that raw feed again, the Lulzilla raw feed, go to pgnewser.com/LZ.